Brooke Forest Voices presents Stories from the Secret War, CIA Special Ops in Laos, by Terrence M. Burke, read by Michael Pearl.
This book is dedicated to those who died during my years working with them in Laos. CIA officers Don F., Ed Johnson, Lou Ojibwe, Mike Duell, and Mike Maloney. The many Thai Paru who gave their lives for their neighbors to the north. The Air America pilots and crews who died with valor, flying under often unbelievable conditions. The Mayo soldiers who died not for country, but for peace for themselves and family. Prologue. For 2.5 decades, a war was carried out in the northern mountains and southern jungles of Laos. This war ran in spurts from the 1950s through 1975, when the Kingdom of Laos ceased to exist and the Lao People's Democratic Republic came into being. The early years of the war were dominated by the French army. As the French left Indochina, their presence in Laos was eventually taken over in the early 1960s by American Special Forces teams and a few CIA paramilitary officers. In 1962, the Geneva Accords was signed. It was an international agreement that called for all foreign troops to leave the Kingdom of Laos. While the United States honored the agreement by removing the U.S. Special Forces teams, the North Vietnamese Army and their Laotian proxies, the Pathet Lao, did not follow suit, but remained a threatening military force in Laos. Anticipating this development, the CIA had begun training a Thai police element named the Parachute Resupply Unit, or PERU. Following the withdrawal of the American military, these Thai units with two American CIA paramilitary officers clandestinely entered northern Laos to begin working with a mountain tribal group, the Hmong, or Mayo, led by Colonel Vang Pao, a French military-trained Mayo tribesman. Thus began the secret war. The guerrilla operations of the CIA with the Mayo in the first half of the 60s eventually gave way to a larger and larger American presence, including the return of the U.S. military, as the war escalated dramatically during its final decade. Since the end of the war in 1975, there have been a number of books written providing historical insight into the secret war. I have read most of them, some written by authors with great insight and understanding. But, unfortunately, some seemingly written in a Vientiane bar while the author listened to war stories from wannabe warriors. What I did not find was the real story of the CIA paramilitary officers who fought the secret war in those mountains alongside their Mayo and Thai partners. I played a role in this drama from 1963 to 1965 and believed it important to fill that gap, and thus this book. I have not attempted to make this a historical tome, but through these stories to place a face on those who lived, worked, and sometimes died in an effort to keep a small, landlocked kingdom free. I hope that my description of that remarkable time in history will help to do so. Chapter 1. The stars were clear and bright in the northern Laotian sky at 5 a.m. on May 21, 1965. The trouble was that I should not have been able to see the stars. The thatched hut that I shared with two of my Thai partners had no window in it. My ears were ringing from the shattering noise that had awoken me. I was looking through what, until moments before, had been the side wall of the hut, when the initial mortar round was followed by a second that blew dirt and debris through the gaping hole. The mortars were joined by the sound of automatic weapons fire ripping through our small area of huts that rested on a slight rise above a northern Laotian village. I shouted to the two Thais to go out the door on the north side of the hut and head towards the dirt airstrip we had just cut out of the jungle. I had slept, as usual, in my fatigue jacket and trousers, with my jungle boots on and laced. I pulled several bandoliers of ammunition over my shoulder, shoved grenades in my jacket pocket, and checked the .38 caliber Smith & Wesson that rested in the shoulder holster I had.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?